Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Today's show is another part of our classics collection. It's a special select series of rebroadcasts. Years ago, when we started our radio show, it was first called the Evangelism Hotline. I'm joined with my co-host, Martin Arinaga. Here's one of our most compelling programs, including a vibrant discussion with our featured guest, Danny Lehman. He is truly a gift to the body of Christ, as we see in Ephesians chapter 4. Not only to the body of Christ here in Hawaii, but wherever he goes. Danny Lehman. Danny, welcome to our program.
Thanks, Danny. Gosh, for that introduction, I'm even excited about what I have to say.
Well, we're blessed to have you here with
us. Good to be here.
Danny, tell us, how did you come to know the Lord?
Well, I was a surfer in California in a place called Santa Cruz, and I lived about a half a block from the beach. I had everything I wanted. I had a nice tan blonde surfer girlfriend. Her father was a doctor who had a lot of money, and I was doing dope and selling dope on the side as well as surfing every day. And one day, just out of the blue, someone walked up to me, gave me a gospel newspaper. Actually, it was a kind of a tabloid type of paper back in those days called the Hollywood Free Paper. A guy named Dwayne Peterson, who was an evangelist in the Jesus Movement, published it. And on that particular issue, it had a cover story about Christian surfers who had come to Christ. And Margot Godfrey Oberg, who lives over in Kauai, actually, her testimony was there, and it really spoke to me. That sent me on a little search for about 6 months, and I was stubborn. But the Lord finally got through to me, and I accepted Christ about 6 months after I first heard the gospel.
And how did your journey continue? You know, how did you?
Well, I had to do a little rehab. I was in, I did a lot of acid, and so I had a lot of memory lapses and a bad short-term memory, and I had a hard time holding a job. And I had to get kind of dead-end jobs, like working in a car wash, working as a dishwasher in a restaurant. I was a garbage man in a cannery dumping garbage barrels. You don't need a lot of memory or brains to do those kind of things. My dad was a lawyer and a World War II hero. My brother was a homicide detective and a Vietnam hero, and I was a loser. And I had a pretty low self-image, and I just needed some help. And some Calvary Chapel people took me in from the revival in Southern California and took me into their house and loved me unconditionally and gave me a new chance, gave me some Chuck Smith tapes to listen to, and I started to grow. And I had a kind of a mentor, a Mexican-American guy by the name of Homer Rivera, and he took me out street witnessing, and I was scared to death. And he just, you know, walked up to people, bold as can be, with a smile on his face, and people would reject him and tell him where to go and everything, and he would just smile and keep on going. And he kind of mentored me, and then one day he gave me the tracks and says, "It's your turn." And that's when I started out. And I remember first one guy I talked to, a surfer guy, and he was actually really interested. And he said, "Well, what do I got to do?" And I just froze. I didn't know what to tell him. And so Homer took over and led him to the Lord. And then I started leading people to the Lord myself. And then I started multiplying it into others.
You know, Danny, one of the things that, from a personal standpoint, you've been used by the Lord greatly as an inspiration to me is the tenacity, the continuous way in which you are faithful to that calling to share the love of Christ, the message of the gospel. Tell us a little bit about how, you know, as Homer kind of brought you in, God used him to bring you in. How, throughout the years, the decades, how have you seen the Lord work through your ministry in reaching people? I know you're connected with Youth with a Mission and large level of leadership there, but how has that grown over time?
Well, I think with me, it was just, I don't know if I heard it somewhere or if it was just subconscious, to just do the next thing that God tells you to do. You know, if it's witnessing to a person on a plane, if it's preaching on the street, if it's passing out a tract or whatever, just being faithful to what God's given us to do. And I just did that, and then I figured, well, if I can lead people to Christ, anybody can. And so I started taking other people with me, and one-on-one kind of thing. I'd take another guy with me, and they'd witness, and then I'd have a little witnessing team, and then it would start to grow. But I did find some discouragement when, you know, either have sparsity in the fruit or people dropping off the team, or, you know, if it was a little rainy, nobody wanted to show up. And I remember one time I had a little epiphany with the Lord where I was sitting in a room expecting 20 people to show up to go street witnessing, and nobody showed up because it was raining a little bit. And I was sitting there by myself, and I got frustrated and angry, and the Lord just spoke to me and said, are you going to serve me for them, or are you going to serve me for me? And you're going to be faithful to what I called you to do if nobody else does it, or are you going to whine and complain because nobody else is doing it with you? And I said, well, forgive me, Lord. And so I just decided I'm going to do it if nobody else does it. And, of course, I found out a lot of other people do do it, and mm-hmm. people like yourself and others who reach out with the gospel. So I've just never stopped. People say, well, God doesn't use street witnessing anymore. He doesn't use tracks. You have to have more of a creative approach. And I've just, you know, I'm all for every creative approach we can get. But
right.
the simple gospel of Christ has always been the power of God unto salvation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I've been leading people to Christ on the streets, on airplanes, in neighborhoods, in their houses, wherever I find them for years. I just led a 95-year-old woman to the Lord last week in Sacramento. That was kind of an interesting experience, how I got hooked up with a 95-year-old woman. But I led her to Christ, and it was amazing.
And Danny, tell us about that.
Well, I was with my wife, True Confessions. She wanted to go and see her relatives, and again, honestly confessing, hanging around with her relatives is not exciting for me. I would have rather been home studying the Bible or working out at the gym or doing something like that. Uh-huh. But we were kind of doing a family thing, so I deferred to my wife, and we went over to visit the relatives. And there's one relative, an uncle that she has, that never really liked me much because he was a very extreme Roman Catholic that didn't like my version of Christianity. But I've grown on him over the years, and he's kind of liked me, and he actually started to respect me when I really started taking care of Linda's mom after mm-hmm. her husband passed away, and just mm-hmm. kind of shining my light and trying to, you know, do yard work and be a good son-in-law and that kind of thing. And amazingly, he's got his mother-in-law living with him, who's this 95-year-old woman, and he leaned over to me in the middle of the conversation, and I was just kind of, to be honest, hoping, you know, we were talking about donuts at the time, and I was thinking, man, we could talk about something else more exciting. But he leaned over to me, and he said, you know, my mother-in-law here is, she's told us she's afraid of dying. We were thinking about calling a priest, but would you be willing to talk to her? And I said, sure, I'm just as good as a priest, so, at least. and he said, would you rather talk to her alone? I said, yeah, I'd rather talk to her alone. Uh-huh. So we got everybody else out of the room, and I sat down with her. And it was really cool because she started confessing her sins to me from way back, obviously 95 years old. And I let her confess her sins and go on. And she actually said, I don't think God could forgive me for what I've done. And I said, I spend every day studying the Bible, and I can tell you that the Bible says he can forgive anybody for anything, no matter how late it is. It is not too late for you, and you just need. And I just led her through the Romans Road scriptures and led her to salvation in the living room. It was really fun.
Wow.
And my wife said, you see, I told you it was better going to my relatives than going to the gym. And I said, I got to admit, you had a good idea there. So that worked out good. And then I had another situation with another one of her uncles who I led to the Lord when he was in the hospital on his deathbed over the phone. I was in the middle of watching a football game last year, and my wife was on the phone. I was watching the football game, and she miraculously got through to the guy on his, to the nurse who happened to be a Christian at a Sacramento
He's in the
hospital. He's in the hospital dying. He's on his deathbed, literally. Within a day, he's going to die, and we know this. And they had already told the other relatives they couldn't get through, but my wife got through and happened to talk to a Christian nurse who was at the nursing station. And my wife said, we're 3,000 miles away. We'd just like to say goodbye to him. My husband's a minister. And so the lady kind of perked up and gave my wife the phone, talked to him, and she said, Danny wants to talk to you. And so I said, now, you know you're going to die, right, Uncle Joey? And he said, yeah. And I said, do you have the assurance that you're going to go to heaven when you die? And he goes, no, I used to go to church years ago, but I'm not even a good Catholic. And I said, well, and then I just, again, led him through the prayer of salvation. He accepted Christ, tears in his eyes, and I said, on the basis of the word of God, because you've repented and trusted in Christ as your Savior, I guarantee you're going to meet Jesus on the other side. And he died within 24 hours.
Wow.
And the funny thing was, I was literally watching a football game and flicked it on mute while I went on the because my wife was in most of the conversation. She says, oh, Danny wants to talk to you. And I go, I didn't know you had him on the phone. And it was just like one of these things. It was so easy. And I think that's one of the things that people, Danny, get discouraged with about evangelism. They say it's so hard to talk to people. Yeah. It's not. It's just like, I mean, it is at times, you know, if you're scared or you have various difficulties. But basically, it's a beggar telling another beggar where he can find some bread. And, you know, if I knew that Mufi Hanuman was giving, or Governor Lingle was giving, $1,000 rebate to everybody in Hawaii, and I went out on the streets, I wouldn't be afraid to tell people because I know they want to hear good news.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't want to hear the good news because they don't know how good it is. And that's our job, is to make the good news good and to communicate that to people without bribing or trying to sell the gospel, but just simply having the joy of the Lord on our faces and saying, hey, we got good news to share.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, today as you're listening and hearing our time together, sharing and hearing Danny Lehman give a little of his story, his testimony of how God has used him. A couple of things. Number one, you might be feeling like, well, I think I can do that too. Keep in mind, these are somewhat off-the-cuff moments and situations where, you know, you don't plan it. It just kind of happens, and God works in those ways. And sometimes we're not even able to capitalize on it because maybe we're sleeping and we're letting the opportunity pass us by. Perhaps you're listening today and you're wondering, I got a lot of sins to deal with too. And man, if you only knew, you're thinking to yourself, what I've done or what I've been through and or what I've not done, what I've neglected. I don't know if God could ever forgive me. The mountain of sin is so high and the weight or the load of sin is so heavy that it's hard for you to bear. And you're wondering, can God really forgive me? Well, here's a testimony today that you heard that God can indeed. Even as Danny talked to a 95-year-old relative. Here's another thing, too. You might be wondering if there's some kind of an age thing where it's easier when you're young or maybe when you're old. It's too late. No, no, no. The time is right now. In fact, if you have a desire to know further, we can talk about things right here with you. It's just like having a personal conversation. We can talk about that and have a prayer with you right on the air. And you can come to a personal relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. Call in. 808-296-5467 is our number here, 808-296-5467. Danny, as an evangelist, you know, you've been over the years used by the Lord to equip many people. You know, one of the things Martin and I have found, and I know you've seen it too, is that there are a lot of people in our churches today who are waiting for the specialists to do the evangelistic work, when in fact it's the masses of people in our churches today who ought to be doing it, and we as evangelists are there to equip them. How has God used you to best, in your mind, equip people to do it, to get them to feel like, yeah, I can do that too?
Well, I used to have that understanding as well. One of the things that helped lead me to Christ was watching a Billy Graham crusade on television. He actually gave a message called 10 Commandments for a Happy Home, and I had been in a happy home. And then my mother died, my father became an alcoholic, my brother was in Vietnam, and I was on drugs, and all of a sudden a happy home wasn't happy anymore. And this ideal of this happy family with Billy Graham's message really got through to me. I didn't quite get saved that night, but eventually I did. But I saw him giving his altar call, and then couple months after I came to Christ and felt like God was calling me in evangelism, of course, I had this, you know, and I was a tad bit driven by ego and pride and self-aggrandizement, wanted to have a big ministry like that myself, because I figured, well, that's the best way to evangelize the world. If I could just get enough money, get enough stadiums, get enough people listening to me, give enough altar calls. But not to at all criticize that. I still do mass evangelism, and I still I'm a tad bit jealous over friends like Greg Laurie and others who see thousands come to Christ every week. But along around the same time, I just started reading some books on evangelism and found, to my surprise, that most people don't get saved by people like Greg Laurie or Billy Graham. Mm-hmm. Most people get saved by normal people that work, live, and play with them. I was just with Luis Palau about a month and a half ago, and I asked him directly, how many people that come to your crusades and get saved at your crusades come to the crusade with a friend with whom they work, live, and play. He said at least 80%. Wow, I've asked that same question to Greg Laurie. He said 90%. And Billy Graham, I'm sure, would say the same thing. There's no effective mass evangelism without personal evangelism. And, of course, mass evangelism is like an icing on the cake. And we should have as many mass evangelists with as much money as we can get in as many stadiums as we can, as much radio and television time as we can, reaching the masses. But the real sleeping giant are the 90%. This is according to Dr. Kennedy, who passed away, unfortunately, just recently. Dr. Kennedy said 90 to 95% of all Christians have never led anybody to Christ. And yet the American Institute of Church Growth says 86% of all people who come to Christ in America come through personal evangelism. So those two things, my ego and my not being called to be this guy who preached to millions, and the realization that most people get saved by normal folks. I've spent most of my time, although I respond to invitations to do mass evangelism whenever I get them, but most of my time is spent in training, especially young people, in how to reach out with the gospel. So that's one of the reasons I joined Youth with a Mission. Was here was a ready-made laboratory where people were already paying money to come to schools to learn how to evangelize. Huh. And so I said, man, I'm there. So I signed up, and I've been doing that for 27 years, and now I'm overseeing 325 schools in YWAM and in 170 countries, and I'm just a happy camper, just trying to spread the good news of multiplying. In other words, as you mentioned before, training a few to reach the multitude.
We're going to have more with Danny Lehman. The equipping that you're going to receive during this time is priceless, and it'll impact the lives of people around you, and it'll impact your life too. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org.
To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. There's nothing like somebody who you know, they know their calling, they know their passion, they know what they're supposed to do, and then they do it. And they look for ways in which they can have the greatest outlet of their sweet spot of passion and ministry. And then they do it again and again, year after year after year. Danny Lehman is an evangelist because he not only speaks at large crusades, you know, the kind that you see just thousands and thousands of people attending. Every day, he's looking for ways to share the love of Christ with someone. And then he equips others to do the same. So there's a real multiplying, exponential type growth effect on his life and ministry. He's a friend and mentor. I looked up to him for many, many years. He's here as part of our Classics Collection, a series of rebroadcasts. Early on, we had a program when we first started. It was called the Evangelism Hotline. And this was one with Danny. I wanted to bring it back to you for you to listen to. As you listen, you may want to download this show. You can do it at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Our downloads are free. And as you listen, you might even want to find out, well, what does it mean to have a relationship with Christ? Well, you can find out more also at thegoodlifehawaii.org. I'm joined with my co-host, Martin Arinaga. And here's more with Danny Lehman. Well, Martin, you had a question you wanted to ask Danny.
Yeah, you know, Danny, you mentioned the sleeping giant, the 90 to 95% of the Christians who've never led anybody to Christ. And I was wondering, one of the fears or mistakes, we want to get this thing right. What are some of the common mistakes people make when they finally do get out the gates and they want to start to evangelize?
Well, one is this, and I don't mean to be negative here, but there's a quote by Francis of Assisi that he allegedly said once, go into all the world and preach the gospel and use words if necessary. So then we quote Francis rather than quoting Jesus, and we go into all the world, but we don't say anything. We don't proclaim the gospel. We don't open our mouth and preach what Romans 1:16 says is the power of God unto salvation, which is the simple message of the gospel. And so consequently, we're doing endless loving people and friendship and loving people where they are, building bridges that we never cross and these types of things. That's one extreme. The other extreme is when we really do get turned on to evangelism, we either get into some kind of a robotic, programmatic, we always have to use four spiritual laws, or we always have to use the law, or we always have to start out with the love of God, or we can never talk about hell. And we have all these absolutes and nevers and alwayses. You find when you look at Jesus, he was flexible to the individual situation. John chapter 3, born again. John chapter 4, living water. John chapter 10, bread of life. Luke 5, fishing, farming, baking bread, selling pearls, finding treasures. You know, all kinds of metaphors, pictures, things that he used to be able to share the gospel. So I think a big mistake is swinging to one of those two extremes or buying into what I call satanic lies. One, we're not called to share the gospel. That's the job of the pastor and the evangelist. That's why I pay my tithe. That's a lie. It says in Acts 1:8 that the reason you get the Holy Spirit is so you can be an effective witness for Christ by his power. Second lie is that you have to have all the answers. Well, nobody's got all the answers, and it's not necessarily the answers that save people anyway. In fact, being really slick in apologetics or giving defenses of the faith has not statistically proved to be that much consequence when it comes to actually leading people to Christ. And people wonder, well, Danny, what led you to Christ in the 6 years or 6 months that you were kind of in gestation when you first heard the gospel from when you got saved? And I can honestly say it wasn't like somebody had to really convince me of the virgin birth or I had to really look into Josh McDowell's book on the resurrection. It was that I was selfish and I was proud and I needed the Holy Spirit to really put me down and put me in my place. And sometimes that takes time. As far as magic formulas, I don't think we have any as far as mistakes, but who knows why it took me 6 months. I know other people it's taken 6 years. I know people it took 60 years. I know people it took 6 minutes. So, and who knows in the plan of God, what are those variables? But we know we're supposed to pray. We know we're supposed to continue to witness. And if you look at those witnessing metaphors, they all have to do with consistency. Fishermen fish consistently. Farmers sow consistently. The amount of sperms it takes to go up the fallopian tube to make a pregnancy is in the millions and millions. And so many seeds to oftentimes bring somebody to Christ. So I think one of the big mistakes, and another big one, is thinking that we have to lead somebody to Christ when we talk to them, and if we don't, we failed. Mm-hmm. Well, you haven't failed, number one, because you're not the soul winner anyway. The Lord is. But number two, your job, my job, is to faithfully proclaim the biblical gospel as much as we can in the love of God and in the power of the Holy Spirit. And as Dr. Bill Bright from Campus Crusade said, leave the results up to God after you've been faithful to do that.
Danny's got a number of books, Beautiful Feet, Steps to a Lifestyle of Evangelism. And this book is being used all over the place. There's a foreword by Pastor Chuck Smith. And just one of Danny's numerous books. Another book is called Stoked, Firing Up Your Passion for God. And how many of us at times we need to be, that fire needs to be rekindled. And this book is especially for that. He has a foreword from this one, from Greg Laurie. Another book, Before You Hit the Wall, Shaping Up Spiritually to Win. And we all hit walls from time to time in our spiritual lives. And Danny has also written a track called The Facts of Life. Danny, you probably don't even remember this because you do it so often. Now, one day you and I were having a meeting outside Starbucks, and we're talking about missions in Brazil and the opportunities that God may have there. And there was a person sitting beside us sitting on another chair at another table, and looked like he was having a little bit of a difficult time. Don't know all the details of what he was going through in his life at the time, but he had sort of, you know, tried to get our attention. And you know, you set an example there, and I remember watching, and it was years ago. And you know, you talked to him briefly, and you gave him a track, gave him an opportunity to look at it. You didn't ignore him or pretend he wasn't there, didn't speak down at him as though he were wasting our time, but you used that opportunity to witness, and you gave him this track, Facts of Life, and a number of these resources. Danny, how can our listeners get some of these resources, Beautiful Feet, Stoked, Before You Hit the Wall, Facts of Life?
You could just call our Youth with a Mission office in Honolulu at 988-7015, or you could email me directly at Danny Lem, DannyLem, at AOL.com. And, just ask for them. And I do everything on a donation basis. If somebody doesn't have any money, I give them out. In fact, I've just given, just today, I shipped 400 of my Beautiful Feet books to the Philippines. Because most of the Filipino workers out there read English. So I sent my English version out there. Meanwhile, I'm getting Beautiful Feet. Right now it's translated in about 8 languages, and it's going into, by the grace of God, Portuguese and Spanish soon. But it's in a bunch of big Indian languages like Hindi and Telugu and Tamil and Malayalam and Marathi and, Lord willing, pretty soon in Bengali. So the whole issue is multiplying. That's the purpose of the books.
Yeah.
And bringing up the situation of witnessing to that guy, my newest book, I'm only 3 chapters into it, but I'm going to write a new book called The Next Big Thing. And it's all going to be about, you know, myself included. Like I mentioned earlier, I wanted to be a big evangelist, you know, with big crowds and big money and big budget and so forth. Mm-hmm. And I think most of us have that desire, and most preachers have inflated egos anyway, even though most of them don't like to admit it. Most of us don't like to admit it. But God's been showing me a lot about doing the next thing that's in front of you. Yesterday, for instance, and my wife actually talked me into this one. There was a guy visiting from Uganda, and he was just visiting some friends of ours, and he was part of our work in Youth with a Mission. But my wife just said, let's fly him to Kona, let him meet Lauren Cunningham, some of our main leaders. It'll be a real treat for him, and we'll show him a little bit of our culture and show him a little bit of Hawaii. And then we had a Hawaiian protocol for a New Zealand Maori team that was coming in. He got to participate in that, and that was the next big thing. I took one day out of my schedule, hung out with him. I had to pay his airfare. It was a big deal, but it was a small thing relatively, but it was a big deal because that's what God told us to do. And I think just being led by the Holy Spirit every day, doing the next thing that God put in front of you, it might be giving a person a tract. It may be giving a sandwich to a homeless person. It might be helping your neighbor. Something really simple that I think oftentimes we forget about. You look at Paul the Apostle, this massive evangelist, apostle guy, but who remembers Ananias? But if it wouldn't have been for Ananias, what would have happened to Paul? Ananias is mentioned in about 3 verses. And then he goes into obscurity. But Ananias, if he wouldn't have done the next big thing, who knows what would have happened with Paul?
And who knows what would have happened to many of us?
Yeah.
The way that God has used the life of Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got lots more to cover. Our number 808-296-5467. You've got a question. We've got Danny Lehman here. Martin Arenaga, myself. We look forward to hearing from you again. 808-296-5467. Go ahead and call us. We look forward to hearing from you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
When we first taped this show, which is part of our classics collection of the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, it was called the Evangelism Hotline. When we first taped it, our guest, Danny Lehman, he said he was working on a new book. You know, he's written a number of books, but he was working on a new book called The Next Best Thing. Next Best Thing. Well, good news, the book is now complete. It's published, it's released, and to find out more about that book, by the way, that book has really ministered to me. I highly recommend it. I mean, for people who have a kind of a misconstrued view of, you know, certain ambitions that kind of blow you out of the water from the standpoint of your own application of what you need to do next. Well, to simplify things, the next best thing is the thing that the Lord, the Holy Spirit, tells you to do, and are you and I being obedient to that? And I think if we do, that is the next best thing. You can find it at stokerstuff.com, www.stokerstuff.com. I'm here with Danny Lehman. He's joining my co-host, Martin Arenaga, here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show in this previously recorded rebroadcast. Here's more with Danny Lehman. We've got some questions, more questions that we want to talk with Danny about, but we've got a caller calling in Cristiano from Honolulu. Yes. Cristiano, welcome to our program.
Thank you, sir. I have a few questions, if you don't mind, for Mr. Daniel Lehman.
Yes.
We are told in the Bible that Lord Jesus Christ has conquered sin, the sting of sin. If you want to clarify what is the sting of sin, the sting of death, it may be that the sting of death is sin. I'm not sure if you want to clarify on this. But I have the main question that I have is, also hell is our enemy. Does Lord Jesus Christ has conquered hell as well, along with death and sin?
Are you asking if he conquered hell along with death and
yes,
sin?
Because hell is our mankind's enemy, yes? I mean, hell is what's left over, correct? We have to deal with hell unless we accept Christ's offer of salvation. But we are not told in the Bible if he has conquered hell as well, or are we told? Or maybe I didn't know where to look in the right place. If you can help me with this.
Yeah, I don't know if in those terms it says he's conquered hell. It tells us in the book of Revelation that death and hell will be cast into the lake of fire. That's in the later chapters of Revelation, I think chapter 20.
So who prepared hell? Is that the creation of a loving God?
Yeah, hell was prepared for the devil and his angels by a loving God, and God will, it's actually the Greek word for hell in that text is Hades. Death and Hades will be cast into the lake of fire, into Gehenna. But, and then back to your other question about what is the sting of death? Well, the sting of death is sin. And
okay.
Then it says, it's in 1 Corinthians 15, the strength of sin is the law. Sin is the transgression of the law of God. 1 John 3, 4 says, what it defines sin is breaking God's law. So we've broken God's law, we pay a penalty. Christ bore the penalty on the cross, and therefore our law breaking by him fulfilling the law and then dying for us in our place actually sets us free to be in the kingdom of God, even though we're lawbreakers. God justified us regardless of our sin. And that's Romans chapter 4, chapter 5.
I see. But we are also told, if you don't mind, we are told that if we remain in him, or if we are in him, in Lord Jesus Christ, we are the seed of Abraham. But so this will be the children of light, I assume. What will be the other, the children of darkness will be the seed of whom? If we who are in Christ are the seed of Abraham, who are the children of darkness, the seed of whom?
Well, the seed of Abraham, actually, in the one text in Galatians, is not referring to his descendants. It's referring to Christ. But the when you're referring of us being children of Abraham or descendants of Abraham, we're there through Christ. As far as – and the question was, who's the seed of Satan? Or the – I don't know if I understood your question.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not – what will be the opposite? If we are the children of light – we who are in him are the seed of Abraham. So what will be, well, Abraham had two sons, if I'm correct, and then one was led astray, am I right? And we will be the children of darkness, I mean, the ones who are not in Christ, the ones who are not saved, or they didn't come to the knowledge of the Lord, who they belong to. Of course, they belong to the darkness, but is there a besides Abraham another lineage for the children of darkness?
Not that I know of. It says in Galatians chapter 3, verse 26, that we're children of God by faith in Christ Jesus,
by
and that's in the
Christ.
Context
okay.
of
so
the
that's
Holy Abraham.
Maybe we have to understand if we are not children of God, then we are children of darkness, perhaps. Or
yeah, it's either light or darkness, and
yeah.
We come to the light through faith in Christ.
I see. So you're according that question that I put you previously, please. Did Lord Jesus Christ conquer hell as well? Are we told in the Bible these things, or maybe not? Or I don't know where to look for.
I don't know if it. I think we have a category mix up here. He didn't conquer necessarily hell. He did conquer death, and death is what sends people to hell. So.
Oh, I see. So
and
it's
hell is around. I mean, hell is here. It's got a purpose. God created it for the devil and his angels. Unfortunately, some people go there because they proceed to, as you said, follow the works of darkness rather than responding to the light. So yeah. So he conquered hell. He died on the cross, so nobody has to go there. But unfortunately, many people do, so it still exists. So yes,
well,
or no.
You know, if I may make a suggestion, I'm from Europe originally, and I have an art ministry. Well, I'm just sharing the Lord with people who come my way. I paint in Waikiki for the tourists, and I think what I see that is lacking a lot in the churches today, and if I may just share this with you and with the...
Well, make it quick, because we got to leave room for other questions, so go ahead.
Yes. The essence of Christianity, I mean, what I share with people is the essence of Christianity. It's not our sin, great or small, that will be condemning us in the day of our judgment to eternal separation from the loving presence of our Creator God. This separation, the Bible calls it hell, or unheavenly eternity, or spiritual, eternal spiritual darkness. So it's not our sins, great or small, that will be condemning us to hell, but it's our lack of trust in God's offer of salvation. And I think that this essence should be preached out a lot more often.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
Yes.
Hey,
thank
Cristiano.
You for answering my questions, sir. I really
good having you as a guest. Thank you for calling.
God bless you. Have a great
God
day.
God bless you, too. As we continue on, 296-5467, 808-296-5467. Martin, we were talking, you know, during the break about, first steps on how to go ahead and explain that.
Yeah, thanks. You know, Danny, you were talking earlier about just listening to your discussion there with Cristiano. And, of course, you know a lot of the Bible. You spent a lot of time, and you continue to learn more and more. Mm-hmm. But for the rest of us, we get those calls, or we get people like that that have really these really great questions. We feel very unequipped. You said earlier that there's no formula, but I'm the kind of guy, you know, you need to have the three-point starting mm-hmm. plan mm-hmm. in Monopoly. You start off with Baltic. You got to get through Baltic before you get to Boardwalk. So if you have to put down maybe first baby steps for those wanting to be more faithful in sharing the word of God with our friends, what would those steps be?
Well, first, have a clear understanding of what the gospel is in your own head and theologically, and then you can dress it up in whatever clothes you want. It's kind of like a model on a runway. You have the same model, but you can dress her in different clothes, mm-hmm. but you got to make sure you got the right model.
Mm-hmm.
And so 1 Corinthians 15:3-4, actually 1-4, Paul said, this is the gospel that I preached. It's the gospel that you stand in. It's the gospel that saves you. This is it. Christ died for our sins, rose from the dead the third day according to the scriptures. And the Lausanne Covenant adds an addendum and says, and now as the reigning Lord offers forgiveness of sins, the gift of the Holy Spirit, and eternal life to all who repent and believe. So that's the worldwide universal understanding of what the gospel is. Now, that doesn't mean you have to use King James English. It doesn't mean you have to use, you don't even have to use words like sin or repent, even though you have to put across those concepts. I was just in Thailand, for instance, and you don't say God wants to give you life so you don't perish, because the goal of a Buddhist is to perish and go into nirvana, and they don't want to have everlasting life because everlasting life is full of suffering. And so in the Buddhist mindset, you don't use the same exact way. You preach the same gospel, but you might want to put a different dress on the model on the runway.
Mm-hmm.
And in much the same way, you don't want to condemn somebody who's already condemned. If you got somebody coming to you that's suicidal because they feel so guilty, you don't dump a bunch of law on them to make them feel worse.
Uh-huh.
You give them good news. And so you try to respond to each person with the need that they have. And that's why even though I've written a track myself called The Facts of Life, so I'm into programmatic presentations, and I got that idea from Bill Bright with Four Spiritual Laws. Dr. Kennedy has his two diagnostic questions. My friend Francis Anfuso has a two-question test. The Romans Road is another good one. Billy Graham has Four Steps to Peace with God. You can call it Six Quantum Leaps to Heaven, whatever you want to call it. But the key is we have to have the biblical gospel, because Romans 1:16 says, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. So you get the content right, and then just experiment. As far as first steps, experiment with your own personality. I happen to be kind of I don't know what it is. I'm a joking kind of a guy. I get on good with people. I can strike up conversations with strangers about everything from football to whatever. And then a lot of times it just kind of it just kind of happened. I was in a sauna bath about a month ago. In fact, I was at this big conference in Florida where I was with Luis Palau. And I'm in, and as soon as I got in the sauna bath, this guy starts cussing and swearing and ripping on somebody who ripped him off and stole his possessions when he was in the sauna bath last time he was there. And I said to him, I just found the first thing coming out of my mouth, and I said, "Boy, you know, you ought to be a preacher." I said, "You really, you really know how to really nail right and wrong." He said, "I don't believe in preaching because I don't like anybody telling me what to do." And he says, "Because nobody can tell anybody what's right or wrong." I said, "You just told me what was wrong. It was wrong for the guy to steal your stuff in the sauna bath. You know what's right and wrong. You were just preaching to me about that." Uh-huh. And I said, "Matter of fact, I'm a preacher. Why don't you come with me and be a preacher with me? Why don't you accept Christ right now?" And he said, you know, of course he wasn't ready, but that jumped me into it. And yet he got angry at me. And then by the time we got out of the sauna bath, we were laughing and slapping five. And I said, "Oh, your problem is you just love your sin too much." He says, "I think you're right." You know, but at least we, you know, we were able to communicate, but I did it in a kind of a joking way. But that's just who I am. Now, I'm not saying everybody's got to be like me, but just experiment with your own DNA, with your own Bill Hybels and Mark Middleberg have got a little thing called witnessing styles. And they maintain that there's, I think they had five or six, and I've added one to make it seven. But you have the testimonial style of the blind man. You have the intellectual style of the Apostle Paul. You've got the confrontational style of the Apostle Peter. You've got the friendship style of Matthew that invited people over to his house to see Jesus in Mark chapter 2. You've got the supernatural style with Peter praying for the sick. You've got the demonstrational style by doing good works and loving people and shining your light in front of people. So Hybels and Middleberg talk about find your own style, and then it's just like in spiritual gifts or even in management, they tell you don't strengthen your weaknesses. Strengthen your strengths.
Get
strong on what you're already strong in and leave your weaknesses to somebody else who's strong in them. None of us have 25 mm-hmm. spiritual gifts. So with regards to evangelism, not everybody's a Danny Yamashiro, not everybody's a Billy Graham, but be who God's made you to be. But he has called you to be a witness for Christ. And I could tell you stories of really timid, shy people that don't have the kind of personality that could go door-to-door with brushes or encyclopedias or whatever, because we think those people make effective evangelists, but that's just relying on natural ability. We rely on the power of the Holy Spirit, and it's in our weakness that he's made strong.
Hey, we've got a caller from Maui. Greg from Maui, welcome to our program.
Hello, Danny. How are you?
Good, Greg. Hey, Greg, we've got just a few minutes now, so go ahead and share what you got to share ask your question.
I just wanted to know in your experience evangelizing your guests, when someone wants to accept the Lord and they say, "Yes, I'll accept the Lord, but I cannot accept miracles and I cannot accept quails and manna raining down from heaven and the moon standing still and a virgin birth." Would you tell them that, well, you haven't accepted Jesus Christ into your heart?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh,
I would.
For you.
You want to get down to the hardcore. What does a person have to do to be saved? People ask me, for instance, does somebody have to believe in a Trinity to be saved? And I go, no. Jesus did not say you have to believe in a Trinity. Now, I believe in a Trinity, but the Trinity will come and miracles will come and the quail and the earth standing still. Those come in discipleship. And you have to make a distinction between evangelism and discipleship. For somebody to come to Christ, they have to repent of their sins. They have to see their need for Christ as their Savior. They have to believe that he died on the cross and he rose from the dead, period. You got to remember, when Jesus gave the gospel, the Bible, nobody had a Bible. Nobody knew what happened with the sun standing still. That was in ancient texts that didn't get printed until Gutenberg invented the printing press. And some selective Jews had scrolls of these things, but the average person didn't know nothing. They just knew that they were a sinner and they needed Christ. What did Zacchaeus know when Jesus went to his house? He was a tax collector. You know, he didn't know much. What did the thief on the cross know? And the thief on the cross didn't have to believe in some of these things. Now, I'm not saying we diss these things. I'm just saying the bottom line is, what does a person have to do to be saved according to the Bible? And then once they get saved, then you begin the process of discipling them in the inerrancy of Scripture and why the sun could stand still. And you might want to give them a book about, you know, by one of the creation research people on how the sun can stand still and so forth. And these are the kinds of things, I think. But make the distinction between witnessing and evangelism and soul winning and discipleship. And God knows, I mean, I'm still growing in my understanding of the Bible, and I don't understand all those things, and I've been saved 30 years. So, yeah, that'd be my short answer, or long short answer.
Well, we all have. We all have to, Danny. We've all have had to grow and are still growing. But the gospel is simple. And that's one of the great beauties of the gospel. Simple and powerful. And anyone can respond to the love of Jesus Christ. And it's for us to share the simple message of Christ with as many people as we can. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Danny Lehman.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
His book is entitled The Next Big Thing. It's just been released. It's a book by Danny Lehman. Recently released this book about the big thing that you're going to do for God, that I'm going to do for God. Well, it's a thing that the Spirit of the Lord tells us to do right now. What's that next thing? That's the greatest thing that you can do. And it's been a real blessing to me. I know it'll be a blessing to you. The Next Big Thing by Danny Lehman. You can get that book at StokerStuff.com. StokerStuff.com. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii radio program. This is part of the Classics Collection, and we're rebroadcasting a show that we taped several years ago. And it's a very lively dialogue. I'm joined with my co-host, Martin Arinaga, and our featured guest, Danny Lehman. We've got our evangelism tip of the week. Avoid arguments when you evangelize. They drive a wedge between you and the person you're trying to reach and can push people further away from the Lord. A heated dialogue doesn't always indicate the Holy Spirit is warming the other person's heart. Effective evangelism starts with Christ's love for others. Sincerely check your own heart when it is right before God. Evangelism comes naturally. We've had the very special privilege today of having Danny Lehman with us. He's an author. He's a mass evangelist, preaches in front of large crowds, but he's also a personal evangelist. He does a lot of one-on-one evangelism as part of his daily life. And he equips many, many people all over the world through Youth with a Mission and his connection with other organizations and churches in how to do evangelism, the 90% of the sleeping giant, so to speak. He's got his book, Beautiful Feet, another book, Stoked, Before You Hit the Wall, his track, The Facts of Life. He's got a number of other books that are on the way, books, booklets. Danny, if they want to get your book, Beautiful Feet, Stoked, Before You Hit the Wall, and your other resources, how can they do that?
Just call the YWAM or Youth with a Mission office in Honolulu at 988-7015, or you can email me at dannylem@aol.com, D-A-N-N-Y-L-E-M at AOL.com. On a donation basis, happy to send it to you.
This has been a special rebroadcast of a previously recorded show featuring Danny Lehman. You know, Danny has been a real friend, a mentor, not only a mentor to me, but a mentor to many in evangelism. I mean, when you talk about evangelism, he lives it. Some people might talk about it and do some of it. Well, he talks about it and he does a lot of it. He's an evangelist where he speaks to a large audience, a crusade-type evangelist. But he also does it on a daily basis. And one thing is, he really equips others to do it. He does it through his teaching, through his books, through recorded messages. He also has his own radio program where he talks about missions and evangelism. Danny Lehman, it's been a privilege to have him with us. Whenever he's been able to come on, it's always been a neat thing because he's ready to engage anybody, any place, any time to share the love of Jesus Christ. He's moved by the amazing love of the Lord, and his message is the message, the good news message of the grace that is found and salvation found in Jesus Christ. Well, to find out more about Danny and his new book, The Next Big Thing, which was recently published, you can get that at stokerstuff.com. If you'd like to learn more about our show and need prayer, and want to have a relationship with Christ, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. We've got free downloads available for you there. Also, a list of partner churches and ministries to help meet your needs. Jesus says in Luke chapter 16, verse 10, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Danny Lehman. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Martin Arinaga, and my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.